this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey.
Jared taking over the world. Now there's a scary thought.
Jared's run away to Mexico.
Is this some sort of joke?
They may not be sixth graders, or American, or even human.
Oh, now I'm a dog?
What?
I gotta go.
Calvin clone pants and shirts and belts and shoes and braids.
Yeah, they think we all want to be just like them.
Ha! That's a laugh. I'd rather have soda come out of my nose than be caught dead wearing their clothes.
Hey, that rhymes. You're so good at English.
Okay, Julie, Liz, here's your ice cream. You know, this ice cream isn't going to get any colder. What are we looking at?
Calvin clone girls.
Excuse me?
Cassidy and Beth's little group.
Oh, yes, yes. I thought you and Cassidy were good friends, Liz.
That was last year. Something happened to her over the summer.
She got pretty is what happened.
Yeah, she got pretty, and so now she's one of the most popular girls in school.
And your friendship?
Over, done, kaput. I can't even get her attention anymore. It's like they're all the same, walking and talking alike.
Watch out, Mr. Whittaker. Here comes the robot club speech.
Well, it's a big problem in our school.
Robot clubs?
Cliques.
Well, that's an age-old problem. We had them in my school when I was growing up.
You're against them, right?
Well, there's nothing wrong with wanting to be with a group you feel comfortable with. It becomes a problem when you exclude others for the wrong reasons.
And that's just what they do. They exclude others for the wrong reasons.
Well, have you told Cassidy about how you feel?
No. She just stick her nose up in the air and walk right past me.
Well, if she's really that way, it doesn't sound like she'd be much of a friend anyway.
Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Mandy.
We might as well go home.
Yeah.
You're going?
I've got homework.
Me too.
Oh, okay. I'll see you later.
Bye, Mr. Whittaker.
Bye, Liz. Bye, Julie.
Bye.
Hey, you guys could come over to my house later.
Can I get you anything, Mandy?
No, thanks.
Is there anything wrong?
I'm tired of being on everyone's doesn't exist list.
Oh, you're not on mine. In fact, I didn't even know I had one.
It's more of a middle school thing. I'll see you, Mr. Whittaker.
Bye, Mandy. Different time, same old problems.
I can't believe Mr. Clay didn't give me credit for number 17.
It's wrong, Jared.
But it's totally a matter of opinion, Mandy.
It's not a matter of opinion. John F. Kennedy did not shoot Abraham Lincoln.
Sure. That's what they want you to think.
Knock it off. I'm not in the mood. What's this?
What?
Somebody put something in my locker. Need some friendly advice? Email missfriendship at m-friend@compumail.com.
Oh yeah, Miss Friendship. I heard some people talking about her. Gives pretty good advice.
Friendship. I have a problem. There are some girls I like, but they ignore me. How can I get them to notice me? Signed, Friendless. Send mail.
think they're writing about?
Other people, of course.
I gotta go to my locker. I'll meet you in English.
Did you see that?
What?
Beth just threw their notes in the garbage.
So?
Come on. There are only two pages here. See if you can find the other page.
I'm not going through the garbage.
Listen to this. It's in Beth's handwriting. Red is always whining during class. If I was the teacher, I'd just kick her out.
Red?
Then Cassidy writes, I'd whine too if I had a face like hers. I can't believe this.
What?
Are you blind? I have red hair. I'm red.
Oh, come on. There's lots of people in school with red hair. Let me see that. Come to think of it, you do whine a lot.
Would you if you had a face like mine?
Oh, Liz, who cares what they say anyway?
I knew they were talking about us. Didn't I tell you? I feel like an idiot for ever being her friend.
Hey, look at this down here. Cassidy says she thinks Bobby Lawson is cute.
Really? Do you know where Bobby Lawson's locker is?
Yeah, by mine. Why?
Oh, it just occurred to me that Cassidy would probably be really embarrassed if Bobby knew how she feels about him.
Liz, you think you should?
Absolutely. It's about time somebody taught the clone girls a lesson. Julie, over here.
Yeah, this isn't our booth.
I know. I've got to keep an eye on the door. I'm hiding from Cassidy.
Why?
I think she knows that I gave that note to Bobby.
How?
I don't know. Maybe somebody saw me put it in his locker or something.
Why do you think she knows?
I passed her on the way out of school today. She gave me the dirtiest look.
What kind of dirtiest look?
A look that said, I'm gonna get you for this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, she can be ruthless. When we were six, I broke her Shopping Susie doll. For the next year, every time she came over, later on I'd find that my Laughing Laura's head had been replaced with the head of my brother's G.I. Jim. It wasn't pretty.
What do you think she'll do?
I don't know. I just have to keep an eye out. Ugh, she did that to my Laughing Laura, too. Wait, we have gym with her tomorrow.
I hope we don't play dodgeball. Hey, there she is.
Yeah, she's with Bobby Lawson.
She doesn't look embarrassed to me or mad. In fact, she looks really
happy. Oh, man. Even when I try to embarrass a clone girl, I can't.
So what do we do now?
I don't know. But I bet Miss Friendship does.
Good mail. Oh, another letter from Miss Friendship. Dear Friendless, I just received your latest email, and I still don't understand why you're so interested in being friends with these girls. Have you ever thought that maybe they're ignoring you on purpose? That they're trying to get you to beg them to be your friend? Then when they do ask you to be their friend, you'll be so grateful you'll do anything they want? Then they'll take advantage of you. This is the way these people work. They may look like average American sixth graders, but don't be fooled. They may not be sixth graders, or American, or even human.
What?
If I were you, next time I'm with them, I'd check for removable faceplates. Oh, no!
Hello?
Jared?
Hey, Mandy.
Are you Miss Friendship? Are you?
I gotta go.
To Mexico.
Open!
Before I do, I just want to say that I'm very sorry for...
You've got 5 seconds to unlock this door. You're gonna pay for this!
Wait, I didn't mean...
What I told you was very personal.
I didn't even know it was you, I promise.
How many people have you told?
None, this was totally my secret.
Why did you do it?
I thought it would be fun. I didn't know anybody would take it seriously.
Who is taking it seriously? How many people are writing to you?
About 30.
30? You've got 30 people thinking you're their wise, caring friend.
People want to talk to somebody. I'm here.
If people knew it was you...
Mandy, You can't tell anybody.
Why not?
Because these people need me. Look at these letters.
Dear Miss Friendship, what do you feel about cliques, and how can I break into one? There's a group of girls that... Wait a minute. This is from Liz and Julie.
Whoops, that's confidential.
They're talking about Beth and Cassidy and their little clique. Let me read it.
I'm sorry, Mandy, but this is my thing. Get your own website.
Fine. I'll see you later.
Wait, Mandy? What are you gonna do? Mandy! Uh-oh. Mandy told my parents about the whole thing, Mr. Whitaker.
I take it they weren't very happy?
I got in big trouble. Plus, they're making me write to my clients and tell them who I really am and apologize.
Well, good for your folks. I agree with them. You were misleading people.
But I don't get it. In her emails, Mandy said she liked my advice. She said that she followed it and some of it even worked. I mean, what difference does it make that it's me?
Well, Jared, you have to admit you're not exactly an authority on most of the subjects people are writing to you about.
Why not?
Well, you're telling people how to get along with others. Yet you have trouble getting along with others, right?
What's your point?
You don't practice what you preach. If you really want people to take you seriously, you need to fix your own problems before you try to fix theirs.
Wait a minute. Wasn't that in one of your Sunday school lessons once?
Yep. When we were studying the Sermon on the Mount. Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye when you have a log in your own? To change the world, you need to start by changing yourself.
Well, I do want to change the world. In fact, I want to take it over.
Oh.
I guess I better get going on those emails. Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
So long. Jared taking over the world. Now, there's a scary thought.
Messages? That makes a total of 50 apology letters I have to write. Liz and Julie again. Dear Miss Friendship, I have a problem. Oh man, what a bummer. I know just what to say to them too. And maybe I still can. Dear Clickhaters.
Mandy, you've done all you can. You can't make Liz and Julie be your friends.
But they were my friends. Why did things have to change?
Oh, don't look now, but here they come.
Hi, Julie. Hi, Liz.
Oh, hi.
Mr. Whitaker, is Cassidy here?
No, Liz, I haven't seen her yet.
Oh, what should we do, Liz?
Stick around. She's got to show up sometime. So, anyway, Mr. Whitaker, as I was saying, these girls won't give me the time of day.
Mandy?
Yes?
You're being really loud.
I used to be friends with them, but now that we're in middle school, they just hang out with each other, and I can't even get them to look at me.
Mandy? Loud?
I guess I'm not good enough to be in their little clique. I guess I'm not pretty enough, or smart enough. Or maybe I'm just fine the way I am, and they're stuck up. I don't know, but I'm getting tired of constantly trying to get their attention when they obviously don't want anyone else around. I'll see you later, Mr. Whitaker.
Bye.
What was that all about?
Well, I think she was trying to make a point.
Yeah, loudly.
Excuse me, girls.
Wait a minute. I know who Mandy was talking about.
You do?
Yeah. She's getting ignored by the clone girls, just like us.
Of course.
That makes me so mad. I mean, it's one thing to ignore us, but when they start in with a sweet girl like Mandy...
Ugh, and look who just came in. Cassidy.
We're gonna make this thing right once and for all. Cassidy!
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Liz. We were just talking about you.
You were?
How come?
Like you don't know.
Listen, Cassidy, it's bad enough when you do it to Julie and me.
Do what?
But when you start in with Mandy, too...
Start what?
Well, that does it.
Does what?
Don't play dumb.
I'm not. What's going on?
Julie, Mandy, and I represent an entire school that's sick of you and your kind.
Right. And we're here to tell you that we don't need you.
What are you talking about?
You don't even know, do you?
You're so blind to the pain you cause.
Pain?
Oh, yes. You make other people feel rejected and hurt and insecure. You and your insensitive little clique.
I don't have a clique.
Oh, please. If your nose were stuck up in the air any higher, you'd drown when it rains.
You take that back.
Oh, you're so insensitive. It's not fair.
But, Mr. Whitaker, did you hear what they were saying about me?
We were just telling it like it is, Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you think that's what you were doing. Now, look, I want you all to sit down. Go on. Come on, sit. Now, there's someone here at Wits End who I believe can clear up this whole misunderstanding.
Who, Mr. Whitaker?
Miss Friendship.
Miss Friendship?
Here?
Yes, Liz, here, in person, to answer a letter from you and Julie.
In person? But why?
Well, you'll know why in a minute. Miss Friendship, you can come out now.
Hi, everyone.
Jared? Is this some sort of joke?
No joke.
Yeah, I'm Miss Friendship.
What?
We've been opening up our hearts to Jared?
I'm afraid so.
You? I actually asked you how to tell a friend that he has bad breath? You who has absolutely no manners? You who says what's ever on his mind at all hours of the day, no matter how offensive or annoying? You who had no problem telling our English teacher she resembled an ostrich? I asked you this question?
Yeah. How'd that turn out, by the way?
I can't believe it! We're gonna get you for this, Jared!
Oh yeah, you are dead.
Whoa, there you go. I'm sorry, okay? Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, now hold it. Before anybody attacks anyone, you need to hear what Jared has to say. It's Miss Friendship's final piece of advice, and I happen to think it's pretty good. Okay, go ahead, Jared.
Liz, Julie, this is the answer to your last email. Dear Clickhaters, you've been writing a lot about how certain girls won't be anyone else's friends, but I have a question for you. Have you tried to be their friend? You say they're unkind, but have you been kind to the people around you? Before you try to fix problems of others, maybe you should work to fix your problems. As the Bible says, why do you care so much about the spam in your brother's eye when you have a hog in your own? Or something like that. My advice is to be a friend, and the real friendships will come automatically. Signed, Miss Friendship.
That's real nice, Jared. Can we attack him now, Mr. Whitaker?
No.
Wait a minute. I don't get it. What do you mean, be a friend? That's what we've been doing.
Not according to Mandy.
What?
You think that you and Julie and Mandy are mad at Cassidy, right?
Right.
Well, Mandy's not mad at Cassidy. She's mad at you and Julie.
Us?
What?
It's true. I've seen it happen myself, right here at Wits End. Mandy's been trying to get your attention for weeks, and you haven't even looked at her. You're so busy trying to stick your nose into Cassidy's business, you never bothered to notice that you have other people who want to be your friends.
We were the clique?
But that's impossible! Cassidy and Beth are the ones who don't let other people in. They're the ones who gossip about others all the time.
What do you mean we don't let other people in? I didn't even know you wanted in.
Well, sure. I mean, we were friends once.
We still are.
Then why haven't you talked to me in 6 months? Why didn't you invite me to your birthday?
I didn't think you wanted me to. You've got Julie, and I figured she was your best friend now, and you didn't want to be friends with me.
That's what I thought about you. I didn't think you liked me anymore. I mean, the whole thing with the note from Bobby and you calling me ugly.
I never called you ugly.
I read the note. You guys said that Red whines a lot in school, and if you had a face like Red's, that you would whine too.
Red is a dog.
Oh, now I'm a dog?
No, a dog. Beth's dog. It's an obedience school. And I always tease Beth because it's got this mashed up little face.
A dog. I can't believe this.
Kind of funny, huh?
In a completely painful, totally embarrassing sort of way. Cassidy, I'm sorry I thought that about you.
Yeah, me too. That's okay. I'm sorry if I ignored you.
So, everything's okay now?
I never knew things weren't okay, but yeah.
Excuse me. But haven't you left someone out of this little equation?
Mandy!
What? You're here!
I forgot my backpack.
Oh, Mandy, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, me too.
We treated you just like we thought we were being treated.
But we were wrong. Can you forgive us?
Really? Sure. Great.
round of chocolate double dip for the girls, Mr. Whitaker. On me!
Oh, coming right up.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll see y'all later.
You know, Liz, Jared meant well. And that last bit of advice he gave was pretty good. It helped you get your friends back, didn't it?
Well, I hate to admit it, but... yeah.
Hey, Miss Friendship!
Yeah?
You want some ice cream?
Really?
Yes, really.
In that case, no, Miss Friendship doesn't want any ice cream.
Okay, then.
But I would love some.
Make that one more ice cream, Mr. Whitaker.
You got it, Liz. There's nothing like a dish of ice cream among friends.
You know, Liz, you should probably skip the ice cream if you're still worried about your... your problem.
Jared!
It's easy to criticize other people for the things they do. It's harder to look in the mirror and admit that you might be doing the same thing. Matthew 7:1 says, "Don't judge other people, and you will not be judged." This means that we should be careful when we find fault with others. Before we speak up, we need to look at our own lives and make sure we're not guilty of the same sin. Are you in a clique? If you are, is there anyone that you're leaving out of it? You know, God wants us to love everyone, because this is exactly what God does Himself. And that's it for now. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Something Clicked Between Us was written by Marshall Younger and directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Rob Jorgensen. And our executive producer is Al Jansen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.